Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plenty of news breaking as we speak right now as it pertains to the Browns and Brook Park. To talk all of this, we go out to the man who has been covering the story since day one. Our very own Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, a flurry of information I saw you posting on the website and tweeting out here. One, welcome to the show. Two, can you bring us up to speed with all the bits of breaking news going on as it relates to the Browns and Brook Park?
Yeah, the budgetary process is now complete, awaiting the governor's signature. But my understanding is the governor will go ahead and sign off on the funding for Brook Park, as well as the modification to the Modell law that was made in the wee hours of this morning in conference committee before they put forth the final budget. It cleared the Senate this afternoon, and moments ago, it cleared the Ohio House. So now it heads to the governor's desk for his signature, as well as for him to line item veto any provisions within it that he does not like. But again, I am anticipating that he will not cross out the Brook Park funding or the modification to the Modell law. And therefore, this project will now move full steam ahead.
Okay, so I feel like it's been like 4 or 5 different times where we've been like, it's done. It's done. And now, is this like the... Are we as close as we've ever been, let's put it that way, to being able to say, like, okay, they're going and that's it?
Yeah. And also, too, the Browns will be closing later this week officially on the 176 acres of land in Brook Park. They will complete that purchase. They had until June 30th to do so. That is going to take place. So, obviously, that is another important step. So, there'll be some I's that need dotted, T's that need crossed, but the bottom line is this is a massive domino in this process to fall. The $600 million in funding from the state was a massive piece the Browns needed to complete the financing package with their creditors to move this project forward. And now it comes to finalizing the Brook Park bond contribution towards the project, as well as kind of filling in that $178 million void left by the county electing not to participate in this project.
So Chris Ronayne, county executive, today held a press conference where basically said this isn't over. They still have money they need to get, and you're not getting it from us. What did you make of his response? And, you know, what are the other odds and ends the Browns have to tie up before they officially are not just all go, but all systems go across all boards and right. It's happening and there's nothing that can stop it?
Yeah. The Modell law modification is a very, very big deal, because what that's going to do now is eliminate any and all legal challenges to this project. Okay. There's nothing the city of Cleveland will be able to do. Again, once the governor puts his signature on the budget, with those provisions not crossed out, from a state standpoint, done deal. The Browns obviously have to finalize their financing package for this project. It's about $3.2 $1.3 billion. The team commitment toward the dome is about $1.378 billion without the county participating. They have to obviously, work with Brook Park to get the that city as good of a bond deal as possible. The primary focus for the Browns in their attempted dealings with the county, they really wanted Cuyahoga County to backstop those bonds or co-sign for those bonds for Brook Park so they could get better rates on them. Obviously, again, as we've talked about extensively, Ronayne is not going to allow the county to participate in this fashion. So, there are some financial details that have to be worked out. Obviously, who's going to own the stadium when it is built? That has to be worked out. So there is some minutia, but the buy that has to occur. I don't want to downplay that, but as I see it and as I understand it right now, it is nothing that is going to derail this project.
Yeah, Chris's number was $600 million, and what he believed would then, he's like, hey, listen, if the Browns want to foot the bill, then the Browns can foot the bill, but the county's not doing that. Where'd he get that number from, the other $600 million?
Okay, so the $600 million comes from $178 million in a bond request from the Browns from the county. Then Brook Park is being asked for $422 million in bonds. So what Chris Ronayne has done is, and because the county was asked to co-sign for those bonds or backstop those bonds, that's where Chris Ronayne is getting the $600 million figure from, is he's basically assuming that the county's just going to be on the hook for that Brook Park portion, which is a sizable chunk. Let's not downplay that. It's $422 million. So that's where he gets that $600 million from, Jonathan.
Dale Ryder joining us right now, guys. On top of this this Browns Brook Park story, and I guess we can also talk about some of the other things we've gotten into with this team today. Specifically, we actually had Pablo Torre on himself. And I know you retweeted Mike Florio, who was on with the Morning Boys today. I'm just curious your read as somebody who's covered the league in 20 plus years. We had the conversation yesterday of, like, if you're a fan, does this change anything for you? And it, by and large, didn't seem. Fans are interested, but there wasn't maybe the outrage that attached with that the media's had.
Right.
What interested you most about the NFL collusion storyline that obviously involves and intersects a lot with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of unwritten rules and untold things that happen behind closed doors amongst NFL owners. Obviously, you drop the C word there, the collusion, right? That's a serious charge that gets made. But the fact that Pablo Torre and, uncovered these documents that appear to show that, yes, in fact, the owners kind of got together and were trying to limit guaranteed contracts in the wake of the Deshaun Watson contract that the Browns gave him. And what has been apparent is the objection to Watson receiving that contract had really nothing to do with what he was accused of off of the field, and it had everything to do with $230 million being fully guaranteed. The Lamar Jackson impact, I remember that situation, and it was really bizarre that even though the Ravens protected him, by restricting him in free agency there, you mean to tell me nobody would have sacrificed a couple of first-round picks to sign him to an offer sheet that the Ravens could not or would not match? That was really bizarre. In my mind, I'm like, I have a feeling there might be a little something, behind the scenes going on here where maybe just everyone agreed to leave him alone as a favor to the Baltimore Ravens or something. But, from my standpoint, this is a pretty damning situation for the National Football League. Do fans care about it? No, they really don't. I don't think fans really care as long as their favorite players stay with their team. I don't think fans care about, what the players are getting paid or whatnot either to some extent. But the fact that this has come to light that, something that was suspected might have happened in this situation, the fact that it's in court documentation, that there's evidence to support those suspicions. Again,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like that's a pretty damning thing for the National Football League, and is going to be something that the Players Association is not going to forget.
Well, on that note, with the players in particular, what do you think the potential ramifications of the players finally knowing about the thing that was inexplicably hidden from them?
Yeah. Well, and I did see Mike Florio posted this afternoon that, apparently, according to his reporting, some players are contemplating legal action against the league because of this. So that's going to be very interesting to see and watch those developments. Because look, the players might, there may be a case there, right? For the players to seek and receive damages here. So I think that this really is the potential to be the tip of the iceberg of what could ultimately be quite the blockbuster story that, you know, for as wrapped up as folks got in Deflategate and Bountygate with the New Orleans Saints there and all that, I think this has the potential to be far more explosive than either one of those stories were.
Daryl, we got to give you a special kudos here because you had it, certainly before we had it there. You predicted the Thunder were going to win the championship.
Right. Great job, Daryl.
Gotta say.
Nobody does middle of May predictions better than you.
Yeah, I mean, you waited all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Conference Finals round to make that. And you, a lot of people would have done it maybe a game earlier, but not you. You held out until it was obvious.
Firm in my convictions, Nick. Never a doubt.
Yeah, congrats on not refraining from then giving yourself a virtual pat on the back too, Daryl.
I did that to troll people because I see so many people do it. So I was like, yeah, what the heck? I'm going to do it too. I'm gonna work on my pandering because clearly I need to work on my pandering. So that it was an attempt at me working on my pandering and bettering myself both personally as well as professionally.
Well, now, Daryl, you don't want someone calling you a shill online, do you?
Well, that has been happening plenty over the last, 6 to 18 months that I've been covering the stadium story. So, I've been called worse online, Nick. And I've been called worse by both of you.
I was going to say, I've called you worse online, no less.
I just changed your emoji in my phone to a panda bear.
No.
Can you have that twice in the same phone?
I mean, you
pander your way up there, big boy.
Would you trade Donovan Mitchell for Jaylen Brown?
No.
Okay. All right.
I want to keep Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell together because I really love that combination. I think that the adjustment needs to be with the other two of the core four if there's going to be an adjustment.
Will the Guardians call up Kafis or DeWater and make me happy?
Judging by what Stephen Vogt said pregame today, it does not sound like they're in a hurry to do it. Him talking about AAA at bats are different than major league at bats, and it goes beyond just box scores and batting averages and things like that, quality at bats and decision making in the field and stuff. So it really, just based on some of the quotes I was seeing the Guardians reporters post prior to today's game from Vogt, it doesn't sound like it, Jonathan. Should they? Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't seem like they're really in all that much of a hurry to do that.
It's an interesting tactic by Vogt, considering that Chris Antonetti, when he was on this station a couple months ago, suggested that, yes, the box scores and the numbers do, in fact, matter when calling up these players. So interesting they're not on the same page there.
Well, I don't know that they're not on the same page. I think that was just Vogt trying to do some manager speak to justify it, because I don't know. I'm going to assume that he's smart enough to realize he could use the help.
What happens first? Chase DeLauders in Cleveland or Chris Ronayne's like, I'm really digging this Browns project, guys?
Oh, that's a layup. It certainly is not Chris Ronayne digging the Browns project. There are many things that are going to happen before that does. So I'm going to say Chase DeLauder will be in Cleveland long, long before that happens.
We were kind of hoping for like an NWO style turn today.
We wanted the Ronayne flip flop.
We did.
Never going to happen.
And
he is dug in. He's dug in. Yeah.
We're not going to see him at Brook Park?
His politicians are spineless. You know that, Daryl.
Well, I know Chris a little bit, and I respect the fact that he is very firm in his convictions. He fights for what he believes in. You know, he and I, we see this whole Brook Park thing a little different, but no, I don't believe that he's going to flip-flop on this. He's going to fight it as long as he can and then wash his hands of it. But he certainly is not going to allow the county to support it in any way as long as he has a say in it.
All right, so like 4 years from now, they open that beautiful mastodon. Are you allowed to like take pictures out in front of it
Does he not show up as the county executive with the shovel and the dirt ready to go ahead and just fling it?
Well, when they broke ground in Berea for their expansion there, Chris was not on the invited list. They had a gentleman from county council represent the county, and I have a feeling when the shovels go on the ground next February or March, they'll go the same route, and they will have folks from the county council on hand, and Chris Ronayne will not be invited.
Mm. That's the mistake the Browns are making. You got to invite Ronayne, yeah. And then let it be on Ronayne to not show up.
Put him in like the center of the thing, too, if he does show up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it'd be like we even converted the biggest guy against this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't expect Dan Gilbert's going to show up for this thing either.
That's fair.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
That's fair.
In fairness, I don't think the Browns are going to show up for the thing on the flats either.
Were you calling it the thing on the flats?
This is true.
I forgot what the name of the damn project was.
The $3.4 billion riverfront reconstruction, bedrock riverfront, whatever, new vision or something or other.
Which is already under construction right now.
Well, the Cavaliers facility that they're building down there, it's a couple weeks away from actually getting topped off. The steel has gone up, and it's starting to take shape. It looks nice.
I love when things get topped off. Daryl?
Love a good top off.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Have a great week, guys.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react a little bit to what he had to say, but coming up in 5 minutes, is it just enough for the Cavaliers? On 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.